44 of the University of Wyoming students come from 7 different countries, included in President Donald Trump's travel suspension. The executive order is now in the midst of what will likely be a long legal battle. Until the situation gets resolved, University President Lori Nichols has discouraged the impacted students from traveling outside the U.S. As Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, if it sticks, many of the students are now left with limited options and hard choices.
It's Friday just before noon at the University of Wyoming Union, and it's busy with students and faculty stopping by for lunch between classes. One group of students is collecting signatures.
You want to sign a letter in support of international students?
Awesome, thank you.
They're asking people to sign a letter to President Nichols, asking her to continue her support. Following President Donald Trump's order, Nichols released a statement reaffirming the university's commitment to its international students and staff. Among the students is Ali Ghazmzadeh. He's a PhD student from Iran studying transportation and highway engineering. He says he wants to teach once he graduates.
My friends wanted to be a doctor or engineer. I'm an engineer right now, but I wanted to be the teacher at the end. It was the goal of my life.
He says his parents planned to come to Laramie for his graduation, but under the ban, that would not be possible. Ghazmzadeh says the ban could also impact his engagement.
For example, my fiance, she is in Iran. She wanted to come here for continuing the study and being together, but it's not possible anymore.
With all this emotional turmoil, Ghazmzadeh says he hasn't been able to do the very thing he came to the U.S. to do, schoolwork.
For me, I couldn't work for 2-3 days. I'm just in the Facebook, just refreshing, reading the new news.
Another UW student from Iran says he's lost his motivation. He asked to not use his name because he's worried it could affect the status of his student visa. A few months ago, his father had open-heart surgery back home in Iran and is now very sick. He says he had plans to visit him over winter break.
But my program demanded me to stay here to do more research.
When that happened, he changed his plans to visit this summer. If the order sticks, he says he's left with 2 choices. He can leave the U.S. to go see his father and risk not being able to return to his program, or he can continue his studies in Laramie and maybe never see his father again. Most international students that come to the U.S. for college arrive on an F-1 visa. It's valid for the entirety of their degree programs, and they can apply to stay for an additional 3 years after graduation to work in a job in their field. Jill Johnson is the Associate Director of Admissions for the International Students and Scholars Office at UW. She says applying for an F-1 is a very long vetting process, especially if the student is coming from Iran.
There are always really long delays in getting our students from Iran here because they have to go through a pretty extensive background check, and this has been for years now.
Johnson says the Monday after Trump's order, students came to her office for a meeting and they were very upset. She says they were concerned about the people they knew directly impacted by the ban, but they were also worried about being able to finish their degrees.
Most of these students, if not all of them, are graduate students. And so a lot of research opportunities that might, not even opportunities, required research for their degree program are to happen outside of the U.S., whether they could leave and come back. Whether that would be a possibility for them to ever complete their degree here was really in question.
Back at UW's Union, the students collect over 650 signatures. Ali Ghazmzadeh says it is a small effort that may not have a major impact, but he's happy to see his peers come together.
Actually, the good thing about this order is that people now, they are closer to each other. This is one advantage at least, because people need each other's support. This is the only thing that we can do.
With the courts putting the ban on hold, the students remain in a wait-and-see mode. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.